Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ganesh Benzoplast Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishi Pilani, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. This is Rishi Pilani. Thank you so much for joining us for the Q1 FY26 conference call. We will initiate the call by taking you through the business highlights for the period under review, after which we will open the forum for Q&A. So I hand over the mic to Mr. Amar Kabra, who's our GM Finance and Taxation, to share the quarter numbers with you.
Yeah, hi, good evening, everyone. So Amar Kabra here. So I will present the numbers. On consolidated basis, during the Q1 of financial year 26, the company achieved a total revenue of 956 million as compared to 875 million for the corresponding quarter in the previous year, with an increase of 9% YoY. During Q1 of financial year 26, the consolidated profit after tax is 181 million, as against 164 million for the corresponding quarter in the previous year, with an increase of 10% YoY. Consolidated EPS increased to 2.52 in Q1 of 26 from 2.28 in last year, so with an increase of 11% YoY. On standalone basis, during the Q1 of financial year 26, the company achieved a total revenue of 569 million as compared to 485 million with the corresponding quarter in the previous year, with an increase of 17% YoY. During Q1 of financial year 26, the consolidated profit after tax is 140 million against 157 million for the corresponding quarter in the previous year. During Q1 financial year 26, the chemical division turnover increased to 494 million from rupees 393 million in Q1 of financial year 25, with an increase of 26% YoY. And the profit before tax for Q1 of financial year 26 increased to 71 million from 22 million in Q1 financial year 25, with an increase of 223% YoY, which is mainly on account of upgradation of system at plant level, resulting in better yields and changes in raw material procurement policies, which resulted in improved cost effectiveness. So with that, I have given the highlights for the result, and now I will. It's the question and answer forum.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Anukul from InvIT. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. I had a few questions. First, the chemical business, which used to be very volatile, lumpy in the past, has started reporting steady numbers. So can we expect this run rate to continue going forward?
Yeah, looking at the current scenario and the changes that we've made at the plant and the administration level, we expect that numbers should remain, hopefully, with continuous steady pace.
Are we planning to demerge this entity, basically, if this number sustains?
Yeah, so we have recently, around a week back, got approval from the High Court and everybody's regarding that old Morgan matter to go ahead. So what we are doing is that we are now, for this year, we are stabilizing the company, like you can see, and then we will definitely look at what are the options like demerger into the chemicals.
Understood. My second question is on the side that we saw a degrowth of 8% in the rental income. So could you just let me know what was the primary reason for this and any guidance for FY26 and 27 for increase in rental yield?
So see, usually what happens is during the period of starting from approximately March to June, that's the time when we take most of our tanks down for maintenance and repair. This year we carried out a very, very extensive maintenance and repair program, especially at JNPT. So we had at one given point of time almost 10 to 15 of our capacity that we were upgrading or repairing. So because of which there was some period we couldn't rent the tanks out from April to June. But going forward, I think we should not see that happening.
Understood. And so any guidance for FY26-27 for increase in rental yield, what we can expect?
What we expect is like what I always say that we expect that whatever, since we are in JNPT, especially when we are 100% occupied, so we expect that the standard 4-5% year-over-year escalation of pricing we should be able to demand from our customers.
There is scope for Goa to be escalated, but yes, we are trying for that. Apart from that, JNPT and Cochin already running at full capacity. So yes, normal growth 5-6% you can assume for the year for overall LSD division.
Understood. So for 5-6% for FY26 is what I can assume. Understood, sir. So my last question is on the side, like since the JV has been terminated and we still have the leased land, what kind of CapEx are we planning to do there? Have we considered any emerging sectors such as hydrogen and ammonia or any CapEx on the LPG side?
So JV has not been technically terminated as of now. So technically JV is not terminated as on date. But yes, BW has expressed that they would not like to go ahead with the project that is being declared. So we are looking at alternatives. We have plans in place to develop liquid storage, and we are also discussing both ammonia and LPG storages of different scales with our customers. So I think by the end of this quarter, we'll have better visibility into at least what we want to start off with once the monsoons are over.
Obviously, we'll try to make the optimal mix, which is a product which will give the highest return with the lowest cost. So that will work out, and by the quarter end, we'll announce that.
Understood, sir. Yeah, that's it from mine. If I have any questions, I'll follow back in the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal from VP Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So, Rishi, and there are difficult times in our lives and companies, and it has been really difficult during the last 6-9 months. Three things have happened. The fraud happened, and then court case happened, and then JV was called off. So if you are, and it is good that you raised the call. I thought there are a lot of management who just vanished during difficult times, but you came back and raised the call. Thank you for that. If you look back 6 months or 9 months, what in your opinion is the reason of these things happening? We were not able to foresee these things, and now we are not in a trouble, but we are falling back from our plan.
Obviously the definition of business is adapting to change. So we are looking at things did change. There in April 2024, yes, there was a fraud issue, but the good part is that the company was able to tackle it head on. And even as recently as about a month back, we've obtained an order from the court, which basically confirms that the documents that were used and everything are fraudulent, and they've advised all the statutory bodies not to act upon them and even the lenders. So obviously we are getting aware of that. Regarding the Morgan case, that was known all along that case is on the company. We've been fighting it for almost now close to 25 years. And obviously the prudent decision was taken in a way of risk mitigation to settle it out. Well, ideally it could have been lower, it could have been higher, The management took a call that based on the risk that the company faced in case we lost the court case, it was better to settle. So these two were sort of on the horizon. Well, with BW, yes, it was unexpected that their board will decide that they would like to stick to their core shipping and not get into infrastructure suddenly, which was not expected. But then the good part is that the land is retained by us. We did not transfer the land to the JV. So that is good part on that we did not transfer the land to the JV and lost the rights to the land. So you still hold about 11 acres of prime land in JNPT. And the demand is there, the growth is there, and whatever we do now mostly will be on 100% ownership of our basis instead of a JV where we are sort of 45 or 50 and the other party is 50. So I think everything has its good and bad. So like if you look at the fraud case that happened, after that the old management was removed, the new management was put in place. And you are seeing the results for the chemical division over the last one and a half years. So sometimes there are silver linings, and that's what we hope to grab on and grow them.
All right. So if I remember correctly, that while the land was allocated to us in 2022, and we always used to mention in the call that we will let you know about the development and what we will do with the land. So when we decided to go with LPG, I was baffled that you have the land, you have all the rights there. So can you now help me understand why did we go with LPG in a partnership rather than going alone, probably slowly building the liquid storage or doing something else on our own? What was the thought process behind going into a partnership?
See, it was very simple that I did not want to burden the GBL balance sheet with a loan because LPG projects are expensive. So without having a assured guarantee of throughput, which is not how generally LPG terminals are built. The LPG terminals are built where you build the terminal and then you sell it out with having some sort of a market demand assessment. So the reason we went for a partnership is because BW was assuring us minimum guaranteed revenues against the terminal. They were guaranteeing the debt that was supposed to be taken for the terminal. And in addition, they are one of the biggest LPG companies in the world. So the supplies and everything was assured. So that's the reason the JV was envisaged.
So, and basically, why didn't we go with the liquid storage thing where we could have scaled up slowly, because you don't need to build all the tankers at one go, right?
So, I mean, see, there was lot of thought process behind going for liquid or for LPG, and we thought that LPG would be a better choice in terms of diversification for the company into the gases field. And also because you were getting a minimum assured revenue with a company that is basically the largest LPG handler in the world. So it made sense for the company for its looking at its long-term future perspectives that may or may not come up also, but may come up, that LPG made more sense.
The last question is, so if we look, so 22 land was allocated to us, it's been 3 years. And for some reason, we have not been able to do much. If we look forward 3 years, do you think that whatever it is liquid or LPG or something else, we will see something happening and revenue being generated from the land?
Definitely. There's no doubt in that.
So roughly 2 to 3 years is what we shall look at?
Yeah, so let's say if you go for liquid, then probably what you can start seeing is that probably you should have your phase one running in a year's time or so. If you decide to still go with LPG, then probably 2 years more.
And then you need to find a partner for LPG if because there's a lot of CapEx there.
So there are discussions that are going on for the LPG pro terminal also, apart from BW. So we had sort of contacted, we had been in discussions with a few companies. We had chosen BW out of them, so that when BW is not there, then obviously the other companies re-approached. But like I said, that we are now carefully evaluating everything before taking a final call again, because we don't want to have the same sort of situation again where we decide to go with somebody and then we don't go ahead with somebody.
Right, and sir, chemical division, are we planning to sell or it will stay with us?
So chemical division, we are looking to grow it through a strategic partnership. But the timeline for that will not be within this year because couple of people we've had very active discussions with, they have always mentioned that we'd like to see another 6 to 8 months, at least a year maybe, of performance to make sure that we want to enter with you. Having said that on our own, I think over the last one and a half years, we've managed to do very good with the division. It's now turning out steady turnover, steady profits, unlike before when we used to have make or break kind of break-even kind of scenarios. So there is no urgent requirement for us to rush into making hasty decisions.
So this profitability is coming from our change in something, or it is just because of commodity price has gone up and we are able to earn a lot of money there?
No, so there have been a lot of changes made at the plant level to improve the efficiencies in the plant. There have been a lot of changes made in our procurement policies to make sure that the way we were procuring raw materials before, under the old management, those are streamlined. So the pricing is very sensitive. So whatever pricing goes up and down in terms of commodities, the pricing adjusts itself. So it is not commodity pricing, it's actually the efficiencies that have been brought into the system.
Okay. Thanks, Rishi.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Shah from Arshad Gandhi. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for offering this, sir. Sir, I have a question on JV. Sir, what is the amount all the partners have invested in the JV till now, and how we are going to deal with that?
So, up till now, the JV company had 5 crores of equity from each of the partners. That is two partners, so totally 10 crores. Which is so we are discussing in the process of how to now take that money back. Obviously, a small part of it has been utilized in different activities of taking approvals, etc. But majority of the money is still lying in the company, so that process is going on.
Okay, so no amount is spent on the terminal yet, right?
No, no.
Just equity contribution we are talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, do you want to share any particular reason why they opted off the JV? Any particular reason?
Yeah, I explained, no? So their board, because of these, what was explained to us, we can only explain that to you, is that from what we have heard from them, is that because of this global issues with shipping lines and all happening with the tariffs and all this coming in, their board has decided that they want to rather stick to their core facility with core strength, which is shipping, and focus on that rather than develop. So this would have been BW's first on-site infrastructure. So their board decided that it's better we stick to our core strength, which is shipping, and invest money there rather than putting it on an onshore infrastructure.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Sharma from InvIT Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, yes. Good evening.
Thank you, sir, for giving me opportunity, and congrats for decent set of numbers. So, I mean, few of my question has already answered. I only have two questions. One is related to CapEx, and one is related to JV with BW. So, sir, I understand that we'll get the rental growth every year in the range of 6%-10%. Apart from that, do we have any plan on the CapEx side, either on the LPG or LSP? Because, see, I understand that your Goa terminal is not fully utilized, but Goa capacity is very low. So I don't think that it will give you a very high number in terms of growth. So that's why I want to understand if we have any CapEx, because if we do the CapEx, then only we can get the higher growth. So that is my first question on the CapEx side. My other question is like, so the JV with BW is a long, it's going from last 2.5 years, right? So do we have any clause, like they will reimburse us some lease amount or some cost because they have clocked the rent for the last 2.5 years? So do we have anything like that? Do we have any liability to pay to us? Thank you.
So, I'll answer your first question that yes, CapEx is planned, like I already explained in my earlier answer, that if we go ahead with a scaled-down version of LPG or we go with liquid, in both cases, yes, we have planned CapExes. And hopefully by the end of this quarter, we'll have a final idea of what we want, where we are going ahead as in terms of CapEx. Regarding the reimbursement clause that you mentioned, that no, there is no such clause in the JV, which was signed in November of 2023. So it's been approximately 1.5 years that the JV was in force, and there was no clause in it that if either of the partners walk out, us or them, that they have to reimburse anything to the other partner.
Okay. Sir, one follow-up on this, like, whatever CapEx we'll do in future, that we are planning to do with internal accruals or like we'll do any kind of fundraising or JV? What is our plan? Any broader level idea if you want to give?
So if it's going to be an LPG, then definitely we'll require funds. I'm not sure if it'll be a JV or not, but definitely there will be some funding requirement because it will not be done through internal approvals. But if it's just pure liquid, then mostly we'll not require funds from outside.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ketan Chheda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is with respect to the land that we have in JNPT, where we were to build the LPG terminal. Now, there must be some condition from the authorities, right? That, you know, we must utilize the land in so and so period. And, you know, if not, then is there a condition that, you know, if we don't utilize the land, then we have to surrender the land back to the authorities, something like that?
So we have begun the land utilization. So as you know, the A-class terminal sits on this land only, the new A-class terminal, which was commissioned in 2023. So the land utilization has already begun.
Okay, so then a part of the land we have not utilized as yet.
Yes.
Okay, so I mean, so from that perspective, there is no risk that we will lose a part of the land because we didn't proceed with the plans that we had.
No, as of now, we don't perceive any such risk.
Okay. The other question I have is, like, you know, we might have incurred some kind of expenses for this project, be it in terms of doing any work, CapEx, approvals, et cetera, et cetera. So what that amount would be, and would we write that amount off, or it's already expensed out?
Whatever the JV company had made expenses, those are already sitting in the JV company's books as expenses. Like I said, we had put in about 10 crore rupees together, and I think currently the JV company has about 9 crore rupees in it. Approximately 1 crore has been spent over the last 1.5 years.
Okay. I mean, I just was trying to understand, you know, is there some major amount that we need to write off in the Ganesh Ventureplast Limited balance sheet or?
No. No, we don't.
Okay. Okay. My last question is, you know, can we have some kind of a dedicated timelines for the chemical business? I understand that, you know, you're trying to revive it and things like that and bring a partner and all. Say, you know, from a shareholder's perspective, you know, how are you thinking for the value unlocking, you know, from a chemicals business side? With this timelines, because, you know, a lot of things have happened and, you know, I know of course the reasons and the background, but now a lot of things have been sorted out. Can we have some kind of a timelines going forward now?
See, if you think of thinking about the shareholders, we have managed to generate, I think close to Amar explained the year-over-year increase. If you look quarter by quarter, corresponding quarter, we had a PBT of 7.1 crores against 2.2 crores. Which is an increase of 223%. Definitely all this is being done for the shareholders. While I understand that you are looking for a firm timeline, but like I said, that for us to give firm timelines, it's very difficult because it's a dynamic scenario and everything depends on how the chemical division fits into the overall goals of the company, of how it can contribute further, it can grow further, or does it make more sense to have it as a separate entity? Does it make more sense to have it as a to sell it out, to have somebody strategic invest into it? Those are a lot of dynamic things happening continuously with the chemical division. As I said, right now our first goal is to make sure that this profit that we are starting to generate in it, we maintain it, we continue it, and then probably in about end of this year, which is in March of 2026, is after we have another 1 year's performance under our belt, is when we start making those hard decisions on what we finally want to do with it.
You can see the trend of this chemical division, like June to June, I will give you the example. Like in June 2022, there was a number of quarterly number of 3 crore, then 2.5 crore, then again 3 crore. From last four quarter, it's making a profit of around in the range of 5 crore-6 crore, and this quarter 7 crore. Obviously there is a upward trend only in this chemical division in last five quarters. Yes, there is a growth and we are evaluating more and more options for that.
Yeah, sure. No, I appreciate that and thanks for that insight. My final question is, now, you know, I think we've got about 100 odd crores on the balance sheet in terms of cash plus investment or thereabouts. I think some of the money that we would have probably raised from some investors for the LPG project. Now, what do we plan to do with those funds? Because I think from our core business, we are anyways generating, you know, a decent cash flow on annual basis, and we've got a good amount of cash lying on the balance sheet. What do we plan to do with that cash now?
Yeah. Like I explained already that we need to develop another about 8.5 acres of land in JNPT. We have an envisaged CapEx for that. We are looking to deploy the funds for developing that CapEx ASAP, whichever way we decide to go on that. Definitely our goal is that once the monsoons are over, we should be able to start construction in some form or the manner over there to deploy the funds.
You said to start construction, but construction for what?
That's what I'm saying. It'll be either liquid or LPG. That's what we are deciding right now. If in my earlier answers I've said, right, that by this quarter end, we want to close that.
Maybe liquid, maybe ammonia, maybe liquid chemical, anything, LPG. Yeah.
Okay, okay, sure, sure. Thank you. Thank you so much for all the clarifications and wish you all the best. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for giving the opportunity. So, I understood that you will decide whether to go for LPG or liquid to utilize the land that we have at JNPT. But just two questions around that. So one is that you had said 11 acres was in JV, right? And then in the presentation somewhere it is mentioned that 4.5 acres you had got. So what is the total amount of land which is available at JNPT as of now?
No, please understand, 11 acres was the allotted land. Out of that, approximately 3 acres we have already developed for GBL's own A-class terminal.
Okay, so understood. And hypothetically, if we just to understand, so we have a sense of the gas side because you were earlier having some plans around that. But if so, right now we have 2.83 lakhs as our capacity in kiloliters in JNPT. Mm-hmm. And if we were to utilize this remaining 8 acres, how much more can be achieved? Of course, it will be achieved over many years, maybe. But how much more can be built?
Approximately 1 to 1.5 lakhs KL.
So around so around 30 to 50% increase can happen.
Yes.
With the land that we have. Okay. Hmm. Okay. Understood. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gautam Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, Gautam.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just heard that you said that you will be closing this quarter that whether we should go for LPG or LST. Yeah. So Aegis also developed their terminal in JNPA.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also quite big. So do you think if we go forward with the LST, then there will be demand for our LST?
Well, see, the thing is that we are also in the process of assessing that we have done a TEV analysis from BDO to understand that what would be the exact demand in this region. So we have everything in mind because not only another terminal coming up in JNPT, there is another terminal coming up in Jaigarh of Jindal's. The work is, from what we understand, the work is going on there also. So obviously we are going to take everything into assessment to make sure that we have at least some tied up volumes before we make this decision.
Okay. So that Jaigarh port that you are talking about, that is the contract we got from JSW for 159 crores EPC contract?
No. That's different. That's different.
Okay. So another question I wanted to ask, are we looking into hydrogen and green ammonia? Because half of the annual report of Reliance Industries is filled with these two terms. And even Aegis also developed structured a 36,000 metric ton of their pilot plant of green ammonia. And they said they want to go full throttle on it because they got a good demand for it. What are
we have allotted land in our new area for ammonia tank. So that land is available with us. But like I said, see, the way we operate is that we first would like to tie up with a customer, make sure that we have demand before we start making investments. So our philosophy is a little different.
One more question that I wanted to ask is, since the JV already has called off, But if it would have continued and we did a turnover of 200 crore a year, supposedly, so how much did GBL would have got from this?
You mean post tax or what do you mean? Because this would have to be a because this was in a SPV, so it would have to be JV, right? It would not be. You could not appropriate revenues to you.
Okay.
It would be, so GBL was investing through its subsidiary, and so was JBW.
Okay.
So what is the exact question? Like, what
so
would
ultimately,
our
ultimately the profit to the extent of 45%, which is our share in that JV, that will be get clubbed into our
yeah.
funding.
Okay, that was okay. Thank you so much. And last question. In previous con calls, you said because of some regulations, we are not able to utilize the Goa plant. And you are still thinking and discussing what to do to fully utilize that. Can we change that plant to LNG or something else, LPG, that must be under the regulations of Goa?
No, no, it is not a question of regulations of Goa. The Supreme Court has banned mining in Goa. It was basically a bunkering terminal.
Okay.
So that was the reason. It has nothing to do with Goa state regulations.
So nothing can be done in terms of LNG, LPG, or cryogenic or something like...
No, it's like this. We have not closed. In fact, right now also there is some very, very active discussion going on with one of the big oil companies regarding utilizing that land, because initially also it was with BPCL only. So those things are always going on. But you have to understand that Goa on its own is not a very heavy industrial state. So there is very, very restricted demand, which we are obviously working with the agencies to see how we can capitalize on that.
Okay, my last request is to kindly update the website and our IR relations email ID. Investors are not able to reach the company.
What is
that? That's
IR ID?
The investor
email ID.
Investors@gblinfra.com.
That should be working.
So I have tried reaching them 10-12 times, but I haven't gotten any reply. Even the website, GBL website, is not updated.
No, sir, it's working and it's updated also.
Ganesh Benzoplast.
You have to go to www.ganeshbenzoplast.com.
Okay, I'll check this.
Yeah, please.
Once again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rohit Koti from Mellow Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I couldn't hear the answer last time clearly. So in JNPT, our current capacity in LST is 283,000 KL, right?
Yeah, approximately that, yes.
Yeah, so and we have excess capacity available with the LPG project not happening. So if we set up an LST capacity there, what, and we max out the land utilization there, what can the capacity go to?
Approximately 1 lakh to 1.25 lakh KL.
Okay, so we'll be able to add around 30-40% of our existing capacity there, correct?
Yes.
Understood. Just one clarification there. When the LPG project was planned, the utilization of the land seemed to generate us quite a large amount of revenues as compared to what is possible if we do LST. I mean, is my understanding correct?
No, See, again, we don't look at things on revenue basis. We look at it on PAT basis. That's the way we evaluate our projects. So the PAT differential is not too substantial. The main differential was that with LPG, we could have tied up with assured revenues and profits to a certain extent, with one of the largest LPG companies in the world. That was the main motivation behind it. In terms of profitability and all, you would not have a very big substantial difference between the two projects.
When you say profitability substantially the same, I mean, is broadly the same, do you mean to indicate that the combined JV, the profit that we would have generated there would broadly be equal to what GBL would be?
No, what I mean is GBL's share of that profit.
And okay, so the combined LPG project profits would have been higher.
Correct. But then 55% would be their share, no?
Yeah, understood. Okay, so the GBL share would broadly be the same if you had gone for LST or if you had gone for... Okay. And the attractiveness, I mean, the attraction for the LPG project was the surety of the contract that we would have gotten via BW.
Yeah. That also for a certain, not the for the full, all the throughputs, but the almost one throughput they had assured us. And the fact that they are the biggest shippers of LPG in the world, it was very likely that they would be able to get cargoes to our terminal.
Understood. Fair enough. Thank you. So by this quarter end, we would get a sense of what we would do with that remaining land, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And sorry, one last question. If we do go for either of them, I mean, what is the range of capex that would be required for this?
So if we go just for pure LST, the capex requirement would be somewhere in the range of approximately, I would say, close to 150 or 200 crores. But if we go for if we go for LPG, then be close to in the range of 800 to 900 crores.
Understood. Thank you. That's it for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Kela, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking up my question. So when I look at the PPT, I find that the Cochin terminal had some plant modification last year, and because of which our volumes were impacted. So is that modification completed or is it still underway?
No, it's done.
Okay. So what is the expectation in terms of volumes as far as Cochin terminal is concerned for this year?
As on date, the terminal is 100% occupied.
Okay. So our volume should be greater than FY24 volumes, right? Which were peak volumes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, is the Morgan case closure complete in the court right now?
Yeah, it got closed on August 7th, yes.
So that means that all the restrictions are now off?
Like, yes. You had certain restrictions? Yes.
Okay. And sir, for the NBFC cases, sir, have any other people withdrawn their cases or any progress on that front?
No, they haven't withdrawn their cases yet, but the good part is that recently we were able to get a court order, which in case of one of the NBFCs, clearly the court has ruled that these are documents are not proper, they are fraudulent, so no agency should be acting on these documents against the company.
So that applies to all NBFCs?
It doesn't automatically apply. But what we are hopeful for is that it sets the precedent for all the other NBFCs because the case is same.
Right. Get your points. And sir, there was an exceptional item in this quarter, sir. What was it about?
This was some GST audit for dues for last 5 years. So this audit was done in this year. So that was
it was not related to this BW or any
of those? No. There was there was a GST audit for 5 years, so they removed some dues of 95 lakhs again.
Okay. And sir, I think you just spoke something about the compensation from BW. I could not hear that time, sir. Is there anything upcoming on that front?
See, we are in discussions with them that they should consider something, but there's nothing signed as of now with them. No.
Get your point, sir. And sir, for JNPT, I think there was a lease renewal coming up. So when is that?
So the lease renewal tender was done and the LOIs are yet to be issued. but we are hopeful that they will be issued soon, so then we will retain the land for the next 30 years.
Okay. And sir, will the cost of the lease or the payment that we need to do, is that going up?
Yeah, that will go up because the lease rentals will be reset to what JNPT expects to do this. But the good part is since we had the first right of refusal, so the land came back to us, and then we are, for next 30 years now, at least the land remains with us then.
So it's been renewed for us?
It's not renewed, but the tendering process is done.
Okay. And you have the right of first refusal.
Yeah.
So these lease payments need to be done on an annual basis, or like how?
Annual basis. Yes.
Okay. And sir, does that mean that our cost will now go up and the margin will come down for the tanks?
See, the cost definitely will be revised upwards. Our expectation is that whatever cost gets revised upwards, we should be able to cover it within a year or two.
By passing on the pricing,
Yeah.
Okay. But it could take a few quarters.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like this, then it'll be steady for the next 30 years. There's only a 2% escalation after that.
Every year?
Year over year.
Okay. So it could take some time to pass. Sir, one more small thing, sir. In the presentation that you've given, sir, it shows that the JNPT rental revenue has fallen in FY25 by around 3-4 crore rupees from the last year before that.
I explained that in my first answer, that this year between April to June, we had taken very extensive repairs work at JNPT terminal.
And last year, this was due to that Cochin thing.
No, I'm talking about only the JNPT rental revenue.
Okay, yeah.
Not the overall, including all the...
I explained that in the answer to my first question, that this year between March to June, pre-monsoon, we had taken up quite a few tanks for regular monsoon maintenance and other big sort of capex maintenance, so that during that quarter we were not able to really fully push the storage.
So that is in 2024 monsoon you're talking about?
No. This now 225.
Achha, 25.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, we can expect, like earlier you used to say, that the rentals are expected to go up by around 5% a year. So is that a reasonable assumption going forward?
Yes, that is what we expect. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hardik Gora from Viraya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Just to reiterate from the previous discussion, you said the re-tendering of the JNPT land is done and you are confident of re-getting the lease for another 30 years, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just one question. This is my understanding that as per the land use policy, of course, there is some, pre-approved reason for which the land will be utilized. This is my question. Is it so that if you choose either LPG or LFC, you have to seek a separate approval or something, or you already have approval for it?
No. So basically, both come under storage of liquids, because LPG is also stored in form of a liquid, which is liquefied petroleum gas.
Okay. So it is in a broader ambit, so it doesn't require a separate...
If we wanted to do some manufacturing activity there, we wanted to put container storage terminal, something which is not covered as a part of liquid storage, then yes, you would require a separate change of use.
Understood. Okay, got it. Thank you. Again, my question, you are choosing to either do LFC or LPG. Is the land parcel available because of scale issues or something? Is it necessary that you have to do either or can you, demarcate and do both in the same area available? I'm just understanding if there are any reasons to choose one.
We can do both, but only thing is, in that case, the LPG will have to be scaled down because of the distance requirements.
Okay. Understood. I got the point. And just one last one. You know, with the kind of cash accrual that we've been doing in a very steady business on the LST part, are we looking to maybe relook at our dividend policy and pay out some dividend going forward? Just what's the thing, thought process of the board on that?
Yeah, we are already talked on this issue, because up to this Morgan issue, we are not able to do that. But now, yes, this matter has been resolved. And this year, we are definitely going to think on that. And yes, we'll go ahead with this dividend thing for this financial year.
Okay, thank you for the answers. And again, thank you for also doing the call despite, you know, all the challenges that we've been facing in the short term. And all the best for the future.
Yeah,
thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for a day, and I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishi Pulani for closing comments.
I would like to thank everybody for taking out time to join us for this call. If you have any follow-up questions, please feel free to reach out to any of us. The website is www.ganeshbenzoplast.com and the email ID is investors@gblinfra.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Ganesh Benzoplast Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.